You're listening to the Sekoa Media App.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sports Talk 365 podcast. Joe Sekoa here with you. We got a little bit of a fun one going away from the professional sports on this podcast. Going to be talking about the New York Aviators of the USPHL Premier League. And that is, of course, the team. If many of you don't know, that is the team that I broadcast for and have done so for the last five seasons. And it has been an absolute privilege doing so. You know, we've had previous guests. We've had a head coach, Mike Stanaway, on this broadcast. We've had some former players on this broadcast. And now I'm actually happy to bring in a current player of the New York Aviators, and that is forward Ross Jaldung of Sweden and one of the leaders on this team. He's playing in his second season with the New York Aviators. Last season, in 41 games, he put up 19 goals and 37 assists, good for 56 points on the season. And right now, through 13 games on the season, he's got 8 goals, 17 assists, and 25 points. His team is getting to around the midway point of their season, but they're not just there yet. Right now, the Aviators sit in third place in the Atlantic East Division of the USPHL with a record of 11-3-1, 23 points. They are about 7 points off the lead, but they have played the fewest games in their division right now, so they definitely have games in hand on a lot of these teams as we get set for this stretch run. So, Ross, first of all, thank you for joining me here on the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Happy to be here. Thank you for taking me on to the podcast, Joe.
Of course. I'm doing well, buddy. And I guess let's start off with the current team right now and your season. Like I mentioned, you guys have only played just 15 games into this season, so a little bit behind everybody else, but you guys have kind of come out of the gates of the early part of this season firing on all cylinders. You know, winning record of 11-3-1, 8-2 in your last 10 games. What's the feeling around this team right now as you guys continue, you know, to work through your schedule and, you know, continue to rack up the wins?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you know, I was here last year. It was a little bit, playing here was a little more difficult then. We didn't play home games. But this year, for sure, I feel like we have a really good team. We have six lines, basically, who can all go out and score anytime. We have a really deep team. We have lines that will score when our top two, three lines aren't really on it that day. So I really like the group. Everybody gets along well. We come to practice happy, competitive, ready to work and get better, basically.
You know, that's something that you bring to attention here is, you know, in your first year last year, it wasn't the easiest year for a lot of players and for a lot of teams in this league because of the fact, as you mentioned, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, and basically all of the games for the Aviators were on the road. And then there was Hub City Tampa. So it really took this team a little bit of time to kind of gel and get things together. The one thing I could certainly agree with you is that this year's team is a little bit different from last year's team. And I've kind of talked about it on our broadcasts going through this season that this seems to be a deeper team. And even your head coach, Mike Stanaway, thinks so as well. This is a deeper team. You have guys that have different roles, but everybody could put the puck in the back of the net. And the one thing that I always felt with the Aviators the last couple of seasons, there's always been that one element that has been missing from their game that probably has prevented the team from going over the top. But this season, this team seems like it's got every element of their game, where they have the scoring, you have the guys on the blue line to defend, and the physical play and the fast play has really, really shown this season. What do you think about that, and do you agree with that assessment?
I definitely agree. I mean, We're deep on all three parts. We have great goaltenders. We have five goaltenders competing every day for a spot. Our defensive core looks really good. And then I think with 18 or 19 forwards, they're always competing for a spot. And I mean, it just looks really good. And we really implemented a physical style play. I don't think other teams really enjoy playing against us, but that's fine. Opens up a lot of space for us, and we just keep going. When we get up two or three, we just want more. So I think it's been a really fun style of play to play this year.
You know, and looking at your division right now, you have the Rockets sitting up in the first spot at 14-1-1. Then you have the Jersey Whalers, who are playing very well as well, 12-7. You guys played the Rockets last weekend. It was a barn burner, high-scoring affair between the two teams. But the coaching staff, despite the fact that, you know, it was a high-scoring game, felt as if that your team was able to skate with them and stay with them. And the fact that this Aviators team is kind of a little under the radar right now from the rest of the league, what's the overall feeling for you guys? Do you feel as if that you could play with pretty much any team in this league?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Rockets are every year a good team. We played them a lot last year. We had a very fun series against them in playoffs, but we know that every time we go out against them, we have a fun game to play. And this year, I feel like they've had us two times, but our time will come. We just come down to scoring on our chances, and I think we actually outshot them that game. It was a crazy game, 9-7 in a hockey game. It's not normal, but it was definitely a fun one. We just got to work a little more on our efficiency, and we're right there with them.
So looking forward for your team right now, you guys are getting ready to hit the road tomorrow. You'll open up a little weekend series against the Elmira Junior Enforcers starting tomorrow and Sunday. And then you guys obviously have the little bit of a Thanksgiving break, but then the month of December, it gets really busy for you guys where, you know, your games are going to start to stack up a little bit. And obviously the key thing is to stay healthy and really just start getting your game together. So even though you guys have played the least amount of games in your division, you have a pretty hectic December and January schedule. What's the mindset for, you know, players like you and even the rest of the team on how to kind of mentally prepare for those tough stretches that are on the horizon?
Well, I mean, I think it comes down a lot to how we take care of ourselves. We're eating properly. We make sure that we sleep enough, but also last year, I think December, we also had a similar kind of stretch. We had 16 games or something like that up until the 20th. And I think we're going to need our returners and guys who have been through this before to kind of lead the younger guys through it and like make sure that we all know we're on the same track here. And I also feel like when we have this many games, it's important that we all stay kind of focused. We try not to get caught up if there would be a bad game or something like that, because we're going to have a lot here, and we got to be prepared for it.
The one thing that I just found interesting in your response there is you talk about the returners, like these veterans, and kind of preparing and getting the new players together. I mean, it really does sound like even with guys that are brand new to this team and this organization, the veterans like yourself, the guys that have returned, have really stepped up in taking some of these players under their wing. It really seems like the chemistry in the locker room is really good amongst you guys. What can you say to that?
I mean, I completely agree. The fact that this year I feel like we all have a really good group of guys that everybody likes to be with each other. As you know, Joe, we have our houses out here in Rockaway, and we're always eating with each other, hanging out, talking a lot, and I just really like this group of guys. I think it's something special, a group that can do a lot together. And I think the way we've been playing, it's really become like a little family here, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah. Let's talk about your experience and what it's been like here for you the last two seasons in New York. And it kind of goes into, you know, almost kind of being a little bit of a pitch for players that might look at the New York Aviators organization in the future and about coming here. What has been some of your highlights of being here the last two seasons? And again, last year, a little bit of a difficult year because of the pandemic, not really many home games, but traveling a lot. But what would you say to, if you were to meet some players at these showcases, or just even if there were players that were interested in playing for this organization, what are some of the things that you could take away from your 2 years here that you could absolutely talk to other players about?
I mean, first of all, I would say just the overall professionalism of this organization is out of this world. I mean, the way the coaching staff, the Dreyers, we have a full-time medic who works with us. We have you at broadcasting. I mean, everybody really cares about the players and they really take you in from the first day. So that would be the first thing. Second of all, I mean, you're living in New York City. There's really no better place in the world to play hockey. They set us up with amazing living options and we get great food and they just really take care of us. We get basically unlimited ice. Today we had 3 hours of ice. Today we had skill session with Toteuchi. He's just fantastic out there with us. There's basically nothing I can say that's bad with this organization.
Well, truly kind words there, of course, including me in that one. And yeah, you know what it is that a lot of people, when they think about coming to New York, especially for the first time, and you know as well as everybody here with this Aviators organization, there are a lot of players that come from different parts of the world. So, yes, and sir. Some of them have never even stepped foot in New York City. And the thing is that there's always that reputation about New York City and Brooklyn and where we play over at the Aviator is that, you know, there's some people that might be a little skeptical. They might be a little scared to be here. How comfortable have you been here the last two seasons? And as far as your fellow teammates and players that have just come in here for the first time, what are you hearing from them on their feelings about New York and why this is really a good place to come and play?
I mean, first of all, like where we are located, like where we live, it's not right in the middle of Manhattan. So we live in a very nice neighborhood. We also, like, I think a lot of people might be a little worried about moving away from home for the first time and not maybe living with their parents and stuff like that. But the Dreyers kind of act like parents to us. I mean, they really take us in. I feel like they serve us amazing food. We get everything here. There's really nothing to complain about.
And the one thing that I could certainly, you know, say is, and you'll be, I'm sure, part of it, and you've experienced it a little bit. Obviously, the Thanksgiving break is coming up soon, and you mentioned the Dreyers and how they bring everybody in and basically treat everybody like one of their own. They will be hosting Thanksgiving. They always open their door to any player that, you know, can't go home for Thanksgiving. And we know a lot of the European players really will not take the trip home because it's a very short break, of course. You know, so obviously you can attest to that as well and how they welcome everybody in. And now just talk about the coaching staff, you know, head coach Mike Stanaway and what he preaches day in and day out at practices, at games. Of course, a former player and fellow Swede, Oscar Lindberg, who is on the coaching staff as well as his assistant coach, and of course, Jimmy Iucci. Just talk about the coaching staff and how they make you guys feel as players and wanting to be here and buying into the system.
I mean, yeah, I think that the coaching staff's main goal is really to make us feel like we always can get better. There are a lot of young guys here who might have aspirations to move on to higher levels of juniors, and then, of course, those older guys who are trying to get to school, try to get an education, and they keep pushing on us that we should just keep going. I mean, there's no reason to be comfortable with having a goal or two goals in this league or winning a game by 2-1. They want us to really outwork any opponents we have, outwork all the competition. And every day we are reminded of that with this coaching staff, I feel like.
That's great stuff right there. Ross Jaldung of the New York Aviators, I truly appreciate you taking the time here, speaking on the podcast and just giving us an update on where the team is and, of course, how your experience has been here the last 2 years. And, of course, as always, buddy, good luck this weekend against Elmira and, of course, good luck the rest of the season. And hopefully this team will be bringing back a championship banner when the season's all done.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
On behalf of Ross Jaldung, I'm Joe Sokoa. You've been listening to the Sports Talk 365 podcast. We'll see you next time.